This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We've been reporting this week on the Obama administration's new crackdown on inversions, where companies avoid U.S. taxes by getting a foreign address. But what about what you might consider an inversion at the state level, moving headquarters across state lines to get a tax break? In those cases, it's often the government that is doing the bidding. Stan Alcorn has the story.
Forbes magazine is headquartered in downtown New York City, behind a limestone facade and Ionic columns. But by the end of this year, it's moving a 20-minute train ride away to a glass tower in Jersey City. Gordon McInnes runs a public policy watchdog group in New Jersey.
You can look not too far away and see Manhattan. You're on the water, and the rent's a lot lower.
And the icing on the cake? Forbes will be getting a $27 million tax break from New Jersey. The state's handed out more in the last 10 months than in the first 10 years of the millennium.
It's the only thing that New Jersey's doing to try and crawl out of the Great Recession. And so if this is the only thing you have, do a lot of it.
The strategy is having an effect, according to incentives consultant Lee Winter. He says he's been fielding calls from companies in New York City asking how much they could get for moving across the Hudson. But what does that do for the regional economy?
You know, no one thinks in terms of the region. They just think of, you know, their state. So, you know, if a company moves from New York to New Jersey, those really are new jobs to New Jersey.
The recession has only made the tax break arms race more fierce. That's according to Greg LeRoy, who's been a leading critic of the zero-sum game.
States and cities are spending more than $70 billion a year for economic development, and that number's been steadily up in recent years.
As a result,
there's less money available to build infrastructure, to retrain workers, to keep classroom sizes small. Those are things that benefit all employers, and instead we're putting lots of eggs in a few corporate baskets.
Until recently, Seth Pinsky was doing a bit of that basket filling as head of economic development for New York City. He says tax breaks are popular in part because they're just easier to explain than long-term investment.
Unless and until the American public itself starts thinking long-term again, it's going to be hard to turn economic development officials back towards thinking long-term as well.
In New York, I'm Stan Alcorn for Marketplace.